Chapter 4. Fires. Whether conducted unilaterally in support of a commander's campaign plan or as part of a joint, army, or other service effort, special operations can produce scalable, lethal, and non-lethal effects. Army Special Operations Forces must be able to identify fire support required from the Army as well as the joint force. They must be able to integrate with the targeting processes that support the Joint Fires function and the Army Fires warfighting function. In addition, they must be proficient in the various targeting methodologies in order to adapt the most suitable methodology for the specific special operation to be executed. Fires warfighting function. The Fires warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that create and converge effects in all domains against the adversary or enemy to enable operations across the range of military operations. ADP-3O. Army Fires systems deliver fires in support of offensive and defensive tasks to create specific lethal and non-lethal effects on a target. The Fires warfighting function includes the following tasks. Deliver fires. Integrate all forms of Army, joint, and multinational fires. Conduct targeting. Commanders use the analyses of the operational environment and their assigned area of operations in conjunction with the operations process to determine the effects required to achieve objectives. They use mission orders and the integrating process of targeting to obtain and/or provide the required capability in order to achieve that required effect. Army Special Operations commanders and planners make ethical, effective, and efficient decisions and take actions consistent with the moral principles of the Army ethic. Employment of fires in decisive action requires the judicious use of lethal force that is balanced with restraint and tempered by professional judgment. Restraint requires the careful and disciplined balancing of the need for decisive combat action, security and protection, and the strategic end state, or overall combatant command mission. Army leaders should clearly understand how adherence to the Army ethic provides a moral basis for decisive action and how it becomes a force multiplier in all operations. Note, ADP-3-19, Fires, provides more information on the Fires warfighting function. Targeting process integration. Whether special operations are being conducted in support of large-scale combat operations or in support of the commander's campaign plan below the level of armed conflict, special operations forces consider political, military, economic, informational, and psychological effects on the enemy's capabilities, morale, and popular support base, on relevant populations, and on other relevant actors. Special operations units share the results of these considerations through the targeting process and through information and intelligence processes and systems in order to support shared understanding across the force. The knowledge produced by sharing considerations and analyses facilitates a comprehensive approach, identification of potential restricted targets, and the selection of the best capability to achieve the desired effects. A comprehensive approach ensures that actions planned to achieve lethal and non-lethal effects are logical, from a chronological perspective, and by considering that the effects created by each action may generate branches and sequels to the plan. Special Operations Forces' understanding of the human aspects of military operations incorporates a long-term perspective to any comprehensive approach, which is critical when supporting national objectives and enduring outcomes. The disciplined, ethical application of force frames the actions of trusted Army professionals. Commanders and leaders, in formulating plans and orders, exercise restraint by considering non-lethal and lethal means to accomplish the mission. The identification of potential, restricted targets and the selection of the best capability to achieve the desired effects both help mitigate unintended effects, to include unacceptable levels of collateral damage. Protection of non-combatant civilians and their property is a command responsibility and an essential element of the Army ethic. civilian casualty mitigation directly affects the success of the overall mission. In addition, the accountability, credibility, and legitimacy of a military operation, success of the overarching mission, and achievement of U.S. strategic objectives depend on the Army's ability to minimize harm to civilians. Failure to minimize civilian casualties can undermine national policy objectives and the strategic mission while assisting the enemy. In addition, civilian casualties can incite increased opposition to friendly forces. ATP 3-07.6. Nomination of restricted targets is an important part of any operation, but it can be substantially more important during operations that focus on achieving legitimacy and influence over a relevant population or populations. Army Special Operations Forces analyses of the environment and how the environment affects the populations and groups within it result in thorough consideration of restricted target nominations, ranging from cultural artifacts, relevant actors, and infrastructure. The selection of the best capability to achieve the desired effects first requires a detailed understanding of the environment. When determining the required effects to achieve an objective, the force considers all available capabilities. The use of lethal capabilities may be timely and feasible, and its immediate effects are observable and collectible. However, planners must consider the potential enduring impact of unintended, primary, secondary, and tertiary effects as they may negate short-term desired effects. Non-lethal capabilities can often provide economy of force and create desired effects with less risk of collateral outcomes than lethal capabilities. However, the amount of time required to achieve the effect and the ability to collect measures of performance, measures of effectiveness, and indicators in order to assess the impact of the action must be weighed against the need for timely achievement of the effect. The type of objective being supported and the risk associated with the use of a capability will factor into the selection of the most suitable capability to achieve the desired effect. The Army's Special Operations Force provides both lethal and non-lethal capabilities, which provides commanders flexibility in achieving effects and objectives. Special operations commanders and subordinate leaders are legally and morally responsible for their decisions and actions. They must work during their targeting planning process to take into consideration the civilian populace, non-combatants, friendly forces, and collateral damage when planning their operations. Special operations planners and leaders all have the legal and moral obligation to challenge a proposed mission if they believe it will violate the law of war, rules of engagement, or the moral principles of the Army ethic. Together, they must proactively plan and have the foresight to mitigate and reduce the risk of unintended effects, such as excessive collateral damage and negative psychological impacts on the civilian populace and other non-combatants, which create or reinforce instability in the area of operations. Improper planning could lead to severe consequences that adversely affect efforts to gain or maintain legitimacy and impede the attainment of both short-term and long-term goals. Special Operations Task Force Fires Considerations. This section focuses on important considerations for Joint Task Force commanders and their staffs and Joint Task Force component commanders and their staffs concerning fires and special operations task forces. TC 3-05.5, the Special Operations Task Force Planning and Operations Handbook, provides detailed information on fires responsibilities and execution for special operations units conducting planning at the task force level. When a Special Operations Task Force establishes a joint fires element, an operational staff element that provides recommendations to the Operations Directorate to accomplish fires planning and synchronization, JP 3-60, it becomes the fires coordination link between commands. The joint fires element is responsible for planning joint fires and executing the targeting process within the Special Operations Task Force. The element is part of the current operations division. It consists of organic intelligence, sustainment, plans, communications, aviation, special forces, civil affairs, ranger, and psychological operations personnel, conventional force liaisons, representatives of attached units, and augmentees from the services, multinational partner units, and government agencies that can achieve lethal and non-lethal effects, integrate into the targeting process, and advise on their organization's capabilities. Examples of augmentees include United States Air Force Air Liaison Officers and Senior Tactical Air Control Party Non-Commissioned Officers. These Air Force personnel advise commanders, through the Operations Directorate, on the capabilities and limitations of aerospace power. The Air Liaison Officer works closely with the Joint Fires Element in planning, requesting, and coordinating air support to include joint close air support, air interdiction, intra-theater airlift, and combat search and rescue. The exchange of liaisons further facilitates the coordination and synchronization of fires across a joint force. Liaisons are critical when a like position on a manning document was not created by the Special Operations Task Force, validated by higher or component headquarters, or filled by the force provider. Establishing liaisons between special operations and conventional force fires elements helps mitigate the tempo of armed conflict and the subsequent rapid information flow. Liaisons efficiently prioritize and pass critical information from one element to another vice, relying on an element's capability to sift through vast quantities of data to retrieve the right information at the right time. Liaisons are a solution to mitigate interoperability challenges and to fulfill the need to inform elements of opportunities that may be fleeting. When a higher headquarters or joint task force component requests special operations capabilities in order to create effects, the joint fires element conducts a feasibility assessment, a basic target analysis that provides an initial determination of the viability of a proposed target for Special Operations Forces employment, JP3-05. This assessment can require deliberate planning and analysis. For example, when special operations capabilities are called upon to support or defeat a resistance movement, or it can be rapid, for example, during the execution of a targeting board. In either case, the feasibility assessment includes answering the following questions. Is this an appropriate mission or task for Special Operations Forces? Does the mission, task support the Joint Force Commander's campaign or operation? Is the mission or task operationally feasible? Are the required support and execution resources available? Do the expected outcomes justify the risk to the force, command, geographic combatant commander, nation? There are special operations elements that are external to the Special Operations Task Force. A Special Operations Command and Control element is established to coordinate unilateral special operations with a conventional force headquarters, most often a ground force, or if the Special Operations Task Force is a supporting command, to facilitate the supporting commander's responsibilities. Special Operations Command and Control elements are usually established at core echelons and higher. These elements may be a permanent organization attached to a regionally aligned headquarters, such as a theater army, or a temporary organization established for the duration of operations. The Special Operations Command and Control element tracks all operations in the environment and incorporates the coordination and synchronization made between fire cells, elements, into the larger operations picture. The Joint Force Special Operations Component Commander establishes a Special Operations Liaison element to coordinate, deconflict, and synchronize special operations with conventional air operations. The Special Operations Liaison element is typically located at the Joint Air Operations Center or appropriate Service Air Component Command and Control Center. The liaison element coordinates target nominations to the Joint Integrated Prioritized Target List and special operations in the Air Tasking Order and the Airspace Control Order. A time-sensitive target is a Joint Force Commander-validated target or set of targets requiring immediate response because it is a highly lucrative, fleeting target of opportunity, or it poses, or will soon pose, a danger to friendly forces. JP-360. The Joint Force Commander establishes guidance on procedures for coordination, deconfliction, and synchronization among components in a theater of operations or joint operations area. The Special Operations Task Force supports time-sensitive target prosecution to include reconnaissance, surveillance, terminal guidance and control of weapon systems, direct action, and exploitation and amplification of the action for psychological effect. The Joint Fires element within the Special Operations Task Force integrates support to time-sensitive target prosecution through the Special Operations Liaison element at the Joint Air Operations Center and/or the Special Operations Command and Control element at the Corps or Marine Expeditionary Force. The integration of air-ground systems is a critical requirement to support Joint Fires. A Special Operations Task Force must be prepared to integrate the Special Operations Air Ground System with the Theater Air Control System, Army Air Ground Systems, and other service air control systems separately or in combination. Likewise, these organizations must be capable of receiving and facilitating integration, and the Theater Army, Army Service Support Command, may have responsibilities to facilitate integration as part of setting the theater. When the Theater Air Control System, Army Air Ground System, Composite Warfare Commander, Navy Tactical Air Control System, Marine Air Command and Control System, and the Special Operations Air Ground Systems are all integrated, the combined system is referred to as the Theater Air Ground System. The Theater Air Ground System encompasses organization, personnel, equipment, and procedures. Note, JP-3-03, Joint Interdiction, JP-3-09.3, Close Air Support, and JP-3-30, Command and Control of Joint Air Operations, provide more information on the Theater Air Ground System and each service's component system. A Joint Terminal Attack Controller is a qualified, certified service member who, from a forward position, directs the action of combat aircraft engaged in close air support and other offensive air operations. JP-3-09.3. The Joint Terminal Attack Controllers are the forward element of the Theater Air Ground System, and they must be organized, trained, and equipped to operate within that infrastructure. Air Force and Special Operations Unit Joint Terminal Attack Controllers work together to provide Special Operations Task Force units with the ability to control aircraft in support of operations. An Air Support Operations Center is subordinate to the Joint Force Air Component Commander's Joint Air Operations Center. The Joint Air Component Commander, or Air Force Service Component Command, may provide a Joint Air Coordination element to a Special Operations Task Force in order to create an Air Support Operations Center capability at the task force and to provide expedient access to the Joint Air Request Network. The Joint Air Coordination Element structure resembles an Air Support Operations Squadron staff and includes multiple fighter duty officers and senior fighter duty and tactical air control party non-commissioned officers. The establishment of this capability at the Special Operations Task Force facilitates decentralized and remote operations by providing responsive support to Special Operations units operating in deep or denied areas.